This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the best of times, worst of times. Tale of Two Cities. You know, I can't quote Tale of Two Cities without quoting the whole thing. Will you guys pull up the opening passage so I can actually read it? Anthony Gicciardi, you had some other news you didn't get to. We're in overdrive. Get to it.
You know, Percy, I think, set the stage now if we look to the future. Back when he was fighting this, there was little to no support. And now we have how many hundreds of thousands of people coming out to events like March Against Monsanto and 96% of the United States public admitting they want GMO labeling. The USDA announcing today that they finally are making a government form of GMO labels, which is actually a victory because it means they're being forced to listen to us. So now it's up to us to just push it in the next direction, to the next level, to force and mandate GMO labeling on all products, whether it's by voting with your dollar and deciding we're not going to buy the junk anymore, or just defunding Monsanto as a whole. Because as you talked about before, this piece, I believe it's from Reuters, Monsanto loses $156 million in fiscal fourth quarter. That's been happening every month. That's why they're trying to buy up biotech giant Syngenta, which is even more concerning. They make genetically modified animals.
Well, I was getting to that next with Percy, but I never did. Going back at least 10 years, you see articles where somebody goes to get gene therapy, but they gave a blood ampule when they were born, and the companies have bought that from the government. They go, sorry, we own your genes now. $200,000 for a breast cancer treatment, but it should cost, you know, $500. And they're going, no, we own your genes. And the Supreme Court ruled they don't. But they're still doing it.
They're still doing it. And Monsanto sees big picture, because when you see a company losing money like this, hundreds of millions of dollars, they're actually gearing up to the next level stuff. So they're actually gearing up now in a fight or flight stage to buy up Syngenta so they can start making genetically modified cattle, genetically modified chickens.
Which, by the way, they're already doing in China. They've had for at least 15 years part human cows that produce human milk, that grow baby, actually humanoids for organ harvesting. If you're a new listener, this sounds insane.
No, they have everything.
It's mainstream news. You can't make this up.
They have glow-in-the-dark cats, all the weirdest things in the world.
Yeah, those 20
years
ago.
They're just going to start importing them now into the United States.
Yeah, they're getting ready to sell glow-in-the-dark cats.
Right.
They're part jellyfish, yeah.
They're going to actually have the patents now with Monsanto and Syngenta merging, but this is a
lot. By the way, these GMO cats and rhesus monkeys that glow-in-the-dark that you can buy in Hong Kong 20 years ago, they just spill off DNA and RNA, even though an animal's DNA, because they have RNA in them. They're just spilling stuff that invades your body and gives you cancer. I mean, they're just spilling these double-strand RNA. I mean, it's just a total nightmare.
Even goats that eat GMO soy, we found, have weird milk. They don't even know what's wrong with it. They just said it's disturbingly different. That's what they said.
Well, it's just sloughing viruses.
No, exactly. You're just eating the augmentations in the milk, in the food, everything. And when they actually modify the animals, it's going to get even worse.
I tell you, it's like space aliens have hijacked the planet and are actually doing this on purpose. I mean, this is so evil, man.
Well, you know, the weirdest part about it is that people still support this. And
yeah, why are you being racist against GMO?
Yeah, why are you being racist against GMO? They go out, though, and they buy. They don't understand they're buying the macaroni and cheese that's full of GMOs. They need to learn how to identify these things only by non-GMO.
But then Michelle makes it all about fat being bad, not trans fat being bad. Or they say salt's bad when scientists say we have too little. Like they want to ban calories when it's not calories, it's what the calories are.
As she has a non-GMO organic garden in the White House where she only eats from. It's all distractionary techniques, just like the Michelle Obama lunch program, which obviously is
beyond Supermax food.
It is the most garbage thing in the
world. It's worse than Supermax. I looked it up.
Yeah, it is. Prisoners, actually, I think they did a poll.
They did a question.
Prisoners wouldn't eat it.
But I was looking at it last night for the show. I never got to today. They have photos of the Supermax food versus this. It's night and day. I mean, they feed the Al-Qaeda people at Gitmo lavish meals compared to this. We're out of time. We've got the special only running for a week. It was Anthony's idea to do it. 20% off Super Male, Super Female Vitality, Last Chance Summer Sale. And we've also got ProstaGuard that's selling out the best prostate formula out there. And it does so much more. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. That's your purchases of the books, the videos, the Prison Planet.tv memberships that make it all possible. Then we're a major launch pad to assault the globalists. So I salute you all as well. You're all heroes. We're all in this together. Great job, Anthony. Great job, crew. Great job, crew.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's 11 a.m. We're here, my friends, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Don't forget the Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time as well. Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. Broadcasting worldwide. And this transmission is where the bullet hits the bone. When the bullet hits the bone. That's part of the song right here.
Falling down a spiral, destination unknown. Go call a messenger, all alone. Can't get no connection, can't get through. Where are you? Well, the night is heavy on its guilty mind. Let's fall down the borderline. When the hitman
time comes, he knows damn well he's been cheated. Thank you so much for joining us as we step into the reality zone, which is much stranger than fiction. The cliche rings true because it is true. Things are mounting right now in a big, big, big way. Because the public is investigating, the military is leaking vital information to the Republic. There is a battle for the future of this country and the world right now. If you go to Infowars.com, you can see the Red Link story. Video, Marines practice subduing citizens inside internment camp. It's linked on DrudgeReport.com on the right-hand side. Under the headline, Texas landowners paid to give up property for troop training. But the Pentagon lied and said that it was volunteered beforehand. How asinine. Defiant rancher refuses to surrender home to the military. It continues, Marines practice subduing citizens inside internment camp. Here's another headline. Rogue military drone lands in man's backyard. Yes, my friends, we are not in Kansas anymore, as they say. And the other news just gets even more insane. It's hard to believe now that it's like a year ago that Jakari Jackson, Adan Salazar, and others went down to talk to our Border Patrol ICE connections. And boom, there it was, the video, the Border Patrol loading the illegals on the buses, giving them vouchers and busing them into the U.S. It took the New York Times 5 weeks to put in a story that indeed that was true. We got no credit for it. I mean, that's just a sensational story. Then the Border Patrol came out on Fox News and said, yes, we complete the smuggling process, close quote, the deputy head of the union. Quote, we complete the smuggling process. In fact, just search Border Patrol agent. We complete the smuggling process. We ought to cue that video up. Now, there is video, and WorldNet Daily has a story. DHS caught busing in Somalis from Mexican border. Directly from the main hotbed of ISIS recruiting in North Africa. You cannot make that up. You cannot. The U.S. is bringing in 100,000 Muslims every year through legal channels, such as the United Nations Refugee Program, but now there's a whole other secret program. And how do they bring all the illegals into England? Remember that secret program Tony Blair was involved in? I remember covering the secret program when it was coming out in the late 90s. People said, oh, there's not a secret program. He apologized for it 2 weeks ago. Because he's hated for it. So let me explain something. They're bringing in people from known terrorist hotbeds. But the Marines are training to take on the American people. And if I was allowed to get on controlled corporate brainwashing media, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, Fox, if I was on the five, I would just quote Eisenhower. We must guard in the councils of government against the unwarranted influence of the military-industrial complex, whether sought or unsought. And he goes into the danger exists and will persist of a technological takeover by the elite. You have to read the whole quote. In fact, we've done this before, but I really want to just get it where we go into the whole speech. It's on PBS Online, it's on YouTube, and it's a 21-minute speech, but I want to get the whole part about the technological elite taking over and then how they control the military-industrial complex, because no one seems to know the first part. That's the most important part. In fact, if you pull up the text of Eisenhower's farewell address on screen, I can just read it word for people. Because, I mean, no wonder they can't debate me but say I'm a coward on Fox to go on shows and then they're not having me on, or I won't go on ABC. And again, it's not about me. It's about their Decepticons, people. They are liars. Who believes I wouldn't want to go on those shows? It's just flabbergasted me. And we're now 4 days after it became a national news story that I'm chicken, and I've gotten, Nico, have we gotten any calls or emails today since I asked yesterday from ABC to have me on this Sunday? When
negative.
Negative. And then they may just say I didn't show up next week again. I mean, why not? MSNBC says that I influenced the Boston Bombers, then show no proof. How about I ran the Holocaust? How about I crucified Christ? How about I blew up the Lusitania? Not a German U-boat. Not a wolf pack. They found the Eisenhower speech. Do me a favor. Control-F, technological. Now, there's a quote. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. Yeah, but now Control-F, technological, or elite, and then you'll get the part about the takeover. Yeah, there you go. And if technological's in there a bunch, you just keep hitting enter on the F and it'll search to the point. There it is. Yet in holding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that the public policy could itself become the captive of a technological elite. And then he goes on to how it's the task of statesmen to not allow elites to use super technology to brainwash and dumb down the public or to game the economy. And everything we see today, a high-quality steak 6-7 years ago was $25 in a decent steakhouse. It was $45 2-3 years ago. It was $60 6 months ago. The exact same steak at the exact same steakhouse that I've been going to for 10 years was $89 last night. And, you know, I had the money to buy it, but I'll give that to Sheridan or something for it. It was obnoxious. So I got a hamburger. And I was sitting there talking to my friend who I was out with, a couple of friends, and they said, man, we ought to get in the cattle business. And I said, no, no, no. Cattle business is going bankrupt right now at record levels. My family's in the cattle business. It's all actuaried and gamed out by three major packing companies that used the FDA in the last 20 years to shut down all the small packers. So they have a monopoly at the buying now to buy the beef at record low prices and then sell it to you at record high prices. And then you add inflation in as well. And a $25 steak in 5-6 years is $89. $89. That's the technocracy. That's AI. That's computers gaming everything. That's a screw job. And that's what it's doing to productivity. This stuff could send us to the stars. They've already had in the 50s plans, and they've tested them in computer systems with space elevators. We could already have space elevators. Do you know what you could do with a space elevator? I mean, they could build a city in space in a year. They could have huge space bases built in Earth orbit and be launching them. But no. We're going to use technology to screw ranchers over. What a wonderful elite we have. What a fabulous group we have. And then, meanwhile, I've got to have hundreds of reporters calling us every week wanting to do fake interviews. By fake, it's like I'm a prop, like they talk to me. They won't actually quote me. Or they'll take something out of context. They just want to make their readers think they talk to us. And then other reporters call me back and they go, well, I did a fair interview and they won't let me publish it now. Exactly. So I'll only do live TV or live radio. I will not sit here and play games anymore. That way I can have the Boston Globe reporter in here. You'll hear the real interview. They can write their imaginary piece. We can compare them. That's why the editors won't put their people in here. Now, when we come back, the bombshell information, just everyday new documentation, video after video, Marines training to put Americans in camps. We have the footage. It's bombshell. It's on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, GrudgeReport.com. It's a war between...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act. And Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we played the clip yesterday. Marco Rubio says that there's no NSA spying, period, in America, even though it's all admitted. And there's also, again, not a sun in the sky at high noon. And Eric Bolling has been tweeting at InfoWars, basically saying he wants to meet me in a parking lot and fight. and that I'm full of it, and that our latest article, Marines Practice Subduing Citizens Inside Internment Camp, he's like, no, it's subduing terrorists. Yes, under your definition, Eric, it's true. Tea Party, gun owners, veterans, Christians. Do you understand, Bowling, your viewers can go read Forbes, AP, and hundreds of other publications where they admit they're training the Marines and the Army and the Air Force MPs to take on gun owners. Do you understand that? Stop misrepresenting that we're against the military. We are against them being given illegal orders. And Joe Biggs is going to come in and talk about this in a moment, because we've been challenging him. Hey, have me on. I'm scared to come on shows. Have me on the five. I'm ready right now via satellite. Or if you announce I'm coming on, I'll jump on an airplane tonight. I'll be in your studio tomorrow. I mean, I've been on The View. I've been on Good Morning America, 2020, Nightline, CBC, BBC, live taped, Japanese TV, Russian TV, Scottish TV, Brazilian TV. I mean, to say I'm scared, like they keep saying, on Fox, that I won't come on the show when you haven't asked this, is dishonest crap. And it's not that I'm mad that you're trying to say I'm a coward. I'm mad that you're liars. So, this week better have me on. See, they don't really want ratings. You know they get more ratings. They just pulled a stunt to act like they tried to have me on. Everybody's like, why don't you have him on? So they got to act like I won't come on. See, this is their whole culture. Meanwhile, InfoWars.com, alarming video footage from U.S. Marines training drill, which took place in Arizona last month, shows armed troops chasing down unruly citizens inside a mock internment camp while role players chant for food and water. Now, before we get to that, let's play from a month ago, right around the same time in California next door, the Army National Guard training to take on sovereign citizens. And when the sovereign citizen says, I have rights, I'm a sovereign citizen, that's when they attack with their batons. So let's play that clip, then we'll play the new clip. But if you're a radio listener, you got to see this footage. Infowars.com/show. We're streaming it live. But let's go to the previous clip. Here it is.
I'm a sovereign citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
Okay. Now let's go to, and we've got other troops saying it, and we've got police saying, what's the armored vehicle for? It's for the patriots, it's for the veterans, it's for the constitutionalists. Should I play all those again and show you 25 articles? I got a whole stack of mainstream news right here. I had them reprint them for when the media guy came in, the Boston Globe, before I said, here's dozens of mainstream articles admitting they're training to fight the American people and gun owners. Here. This is for the Boston Globe. But see, their editors don't want me to show you the man behind the curtain. They don't want me to go, here's the proof, jackass. Here it is right here. They want to just go, liar, hates the military, racist, Boston bomber. I mean, you know, it just doesn't work anymore. There's a massive gear up for martial law, and they won't call it martial law. They'll call it civil. Oh, yeah. Let's hear this guy in Indiana, the sheriff's department. Let's hear him one more time talk about who this is for. Then we'll get to the new video and audio that the Marines basically shot themselves and have released. This is not even hidden. They're training for it, but then saying they're not. Let's go to the clip from Indiana.
We didn't have the violence that we see today. The weaponry is totally different now than it was in the beginning of my career.
Not true.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
Okay, can we cut the Spokane SWAT team commander, Washington, saying it's for the constitutionalists who have guns? Can we just keep doing this for everybody? While Fox News sits there and says, none of this is happening. No, none of it. Alex Jones
is directing fire toward a team that tries to get in. Because they safely can, they can pull right to them. I don't know how to take enemy fire and still try to address threat without being afraid of getting shot.
So I'm thinking that is totally appropriate in Iraq, but what kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. I mean,
mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that, stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition.
But again, none of this is going on. We're going under global treaties. Our borders are wide open. We're living in a globalist dictatorship. We're smart enough to try to politically take the country back. We're gearing up to defend ourselves as the military trains to attack us. We need to get the police to understand to protect themselves. They need to say no to this narrative and not have the civil.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's your health worth to you? You probably can't place an exact value on it, but its importance has certainly increased greatly as you've grown older. Yet some companies seem to believe you can be lured in with cheap prices and false promises. That's never been the way Supernatural Silver has chosen to do business. Long ago, we set out to create a product that was light years beyond colloidal and ionic silver. Through extensive research and testing, we succeeded in making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective. Some might call us a premium product, but we've simply strive to be a product that worked. Supernatural Silver is strong enough to fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungus, but safe enough to be used internally or topically. And it's powerful enough that just a handful of applications per week can give you better results than the daily use of those bargain silvers. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off your order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I want to just say something here. It was March 20th, 5-6 weeks ago, that Joe Biggs came into the studio about 30 minutes before I got him on air and said, "We've confirmed these Jade Helm documents. I've talked to my Army buddies the last few days. You've been working on the story, hadn't told me about it yet. This doesn't look like any training drill we've seen before. It's definitely for domestic operations." And I said, "Well, I believe you. I'm an expert on these domestic operations. You're an expert on the Army, being a retired staff sergeant with tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. You have these sources. But let's not say that we're sure it looks like it's domestic. Let's just say it should be investigated." He comes in. We talk for 10 minutes. DrudgeReport.com links to it in like an hour. The Army comes out and says, this drill isn't even real. It's probably fake documents.
Yeah, where do these documents even come from?
Yeah. So at first, you know, we're making stuff up.
Yeah, exactly.
First, it just doesn't exist. Then they come out 2 days later, we hate the military.
Yeah.
And they have all these new lies.
And then I'm a supposed veteran.
That's right. Even though you've been in the Army Times bunch of articles.
Yeah.
So all of this psyop goes on. We're going, whoa. We hit on something big here. Why are they freaking out? We cover military drills all the time. Every week there's some new footage of the Army, the Marines, the National Guard training to take on veterans, gun owners. There's new footage today. I shot footage in 99 when Clinton had this going on, but it was much lower level, much rarer.
Yeah.
Now it's ramped up 10, 20, 30 times. I mean, it's just exponential. And we're going to play that old footage and the new footage coming up here in a moment that we haven't gotten to yet. Again, for radio listeners, you can see the video at InfoWars.com. We have it posted, red-linked video, Marines practice subduing citizens inside internment camp. Again, InfoWars.com for war on, for your mind. Now, expanding on that situation, Joe has been working since yesterday and came in. He said, hey, I know you want me on about my interchanges with Eric Bolling. Who came out a few months ago and said we need militarized police in a Fox clip we played, not satire. Fox calls for over-militarized police. That was in January.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying he wants to meet me in a parking lot. He's saying we're full of it. I was just going to, he goes, I don't really want to get into that. What you need to know is I'm working on a story. I've gotten the guy's military ID. I've gotten photos. I'm getting authorization to post all this, not his ID, but the other intel. We're double-checking to make sure none of it's classified because, I mean, even if it's unconstitutional what they're doing, classified stuff, they'll try to throw you in jail. And sometimes we go ahead and put that out, even though they could come after us, because we morally know that it'll make them look so bad to come after us that we may just want to force that issue.
Yeah, exactly.
But Joe has major breaking news on Jade Helm. Now, we've dug up that mastering the human domain goes to these major training operations that are joint forces to dominate America, but the rest of the world, to run human operations, to learn how to take over local government, and to, quote, stabilize it. We have all these new documents coming out we covered yesterday that I'm going to go over, where they admit that this is about domestic operations, and the commander of it has been the one for NORTHCOM, not just SOUTHCOM and CENTCOM, preparing for stabilization of the country. They don't call it martial law. So there's this massive exponential ramping up. Then we get him saying in earlier speeches, this Meade character that's running it all, the civilian, that the colonels and people take orders from publicly, you know, they turn to, you know, to ask how high they should jump. He says, yeah, we're going to be doing suspicious things on the street out of uniform. Then they come to Bastrop a month later and say, no, we're not.
Exactly.
We never said that. You're a conspiracy theorist.
And it's right there in the slides that they denied and then had to come back and say, well, yes, these are, in fact, the slides.
So we have this exactly. And I'm going to give you the floor in a moment. We have this whole background going on. And the media, 200 to 500 articles a day saying we're liars. I mean, I've never seen anything like this on any subject. I mean, this is a major global firestorm. It's all over the news worldwide. It's causing a debate about militarization of police. Why are troops on the street in England, in Europe, in Australia? This is a global gear up for something. World War III, financial collapse, nuclear terror, I don't know. But let me tell you, folks, it's like when Germany was lining up troops in 1939 on the Polish border, and the Poles kept saying they're getting ready to invade. Everybody's like, oh, no, they're not. Don't be conspiracy theorists. This is a major buildup. And in war, you look for truth movements. You look for what they're training to fight, because then you know what their mission is going to be. It's us, the American people. They train for how they're going to fight. Now, Joe comes in here with stuff even bigger than Marines practice subduing citizens inside internment camp. We're going to get to that in a moment. Joe has just bombshell info, former staff sergeant, U.S. Army. He vetted this guy that's currently in that's so freaked out, he's just considering walking off. And believe me, that's going to happen big time if they try this. Joe, there's a chance, even though this guy's real, that they can be trying to stir us up, to hoax us, so that then when they don't do it, it makes us look bad, but it doesn't matter. We help stop it. Or they could be testing, which they've done before, to see if the special forces will do this. We know they use live ammo. in Miami years ago. That was in the Miami Herald. We know they used it in other cities, so it could just be that. But regardless, this fellow has never seen anything like this. Tell folks the information you've been documenting.
So yesterday, I'd say around 6 p.m. our time, Central Time, I got an email from an Oath Keeper that I know saying that, hey, man, this guy just came to me with some really scary information. I'm going to take screenshots of this stuff, send it to you. So he sends me this, you know, email, and I'm looking at him like, there's no way this can be true what I'm reading right now. We've got to vet this guy. Can you get him in contact with me and tell him I need a copy of his military ID so I can at least get that part going so I can make sure this guy is who he is? He tells me what his MOS is. It's a 15 Sierra. That's a OH-58 repair, and that is a Kiowa helicopter that we use in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's a little small bird. We call them little birds. It just holds two guys. And he gets me the ID to him. I'm like, all right. And I ask him a few questions. It seems legit. And what he's telling me is that he is so freaked out because what they're doing, he said they were loading live ammunition on these Kiowa helicopters, and these are going to be specifically used for Jade Helm.
And they're already loading them.
Yes. And like I said, I didn't go to this guy. I didn't seek this person out. This person reached out, and I was put in contact with him. And I'm currently vetting and trying to find out more information if I can get some pictures and video to go along with this. So
you did get a photo, though, of
the... I've got the photo of his ID, his military ID.
And a helicopter.
And a helicopter, yeah. So
now, for those who don't know, that's another helicopter they're trying to get out of the military that Special Forces says is the best.
That's phenomenal.
They're also trying to kill the Warthog that is the best. Describe the battles you've been in with these weapon systems, what they do, close air support, and then what this signifies.
Yeah, when I was at BSP-7, it's a little border security point area on the border of Pakistan, and it's the main supply route for the Taliban. They would come in and out through there. We would set up ambushes. We were 20-plus miles away from any kind of convoy support whatsoever, so we, you know, mainly had to rely on these Kiowa helicopters to fly in really quick. They're small, they're maneuverable, they shoot 50 caliber ammunition, Hellfire missiles, and then also the Warthogs as well. We had to wait on them to get in the racetrack where they spin around above you. You can hear them going, you know, overhead, and then they drop in and do these gun runs. No problems whatsoever. Phenomenal aircraft, both the Kiowa and that. And for some reason, our military wants to get rid of those things and put in these more expensive jets that are failing and not, you know, working as well.
They want to have $100 million jets that are total pieces of junk because the military-industrial complex wants to make money.
Yeah.
But expanding on that, because all this is interconnected, what it signifies to have special forces, regardless, involved in, quote, blending in with the public. This is unprecedented. As Congressman Gohmert said, he was an Army veteran himself, an officer. He's never seen a training drill or a preparation, and Congress goes over this stuff, where they are pointing out the American people, where they're saying the American people are the target, or where they call states hostile.
Yeah. I mean, I've been talking to a lot of different special forces soldiers over the past, you know, number of weeks. And every one of them has a different aspect on what's going on. A lot of them really understand what it is we're coming from. You know, when I tell them, hey, you have to look at the entire administration, how they've been treating veterans, what they've been doing, how they've been lying. They haven't been transparent like they said they would be. The spying, all that's going on. You have to understand how people have concerns and why they are not ready to jump into that mainstream narrative to just trust what the government's saying about Jade Helm. And then the fact, like we said before, we came out with the slides. I brought them to you on the show. We showed those slides on the show. And then 2 days later, Army Time comes out. They get a quote from some SOCOM guy saying, we don't know where these slides came from. So that's another lie. And then also, Jakari Jackson and I were in Bastrop for that meeting about Jade Helm, what was it, a few weeks ago. And Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lastoria shows up, and one of the questions asked is, how did these landowners find out about this? How did you get in contact with these people? And Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lastoria goes, well, the landowners came to us. They came to us, and they're not getting any kind of compensation whatsoever. So if we can we go to the footage real quick of that?
Sure, we've got that queued up. Let's go ahead and go to it.
We have a question from downstairs. Why was Bastrop County picked out of all the counties in Texas, and how does it affect the routine daily lives of our citizens?
So how counties were picked in Texas comes down to this. The land was volunteered by the private landowner. They came to us.
getting any reimbursement for volunteering their life. They believe in training America's special operations forces, not only in word, but also in deed, and that's how these counties were picked.
Now, they went on to say, no one's being paid. Well, in the manual, it says they're paying. In other speeches, they said they were paying. And it's in mainstream news today, linked on Drudge. And I'm going to click on that link right now and show TV viewers, and I'll describe it for radio listeners, that they are paying them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's out of NewsWest 9. So that's out of Channel 9 TV. What's so frustrating is they just incessantly lie when the truth would serve them better. Because all they know is to deny everything we say.
Well, they're adding further speculation to this entire exercise. They keep trying to demonize us and say that we're completely wrong, yet they keep flip-flopping.
But you got called 2 days after we broke this in March from your old Army buddy getting in your face. The first email that you talked to him saying, yeah, I'm here at, here at Southcom. Or CENTCOM, and we're here at Special Operations, and yes, this is a PSYOP, now stay out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
What was his exact words?
He said, hey man, why are you guys messing with this? Leave it alone, it's just a PSYOP.
And he was calling you, what, out of Special Forces?
He was out of Tampa at Eglin.
Yeah.
Or at wherever Eglin is, I can't think right now off the top of my head, but that's where they're the main SOCOM, that's where they run a lot of the operations from. That's where the Jane Helm will be operated out of, too, as well, where that'll be ran as well.
And he admitted it was a PSYOP, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he said, why are you even worried about it? He said, that it's a PSYOP. He's like, just leave it alone. Let's do our
job. He was acting like we thought it was a real invasion. No, it's a PSYOP to condition us. That's what we said. Yes, we know what it is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what people don't understand is the fact that seeing this out here gets, it just puts off the wrong idea. I mean, even this guy, he probably doesn't even know what InfoWars is. He's just a regular homeowner saying, hey, I'm not going to accept any amount of money where I have to surrender my home to troops. I support our troops, but when they're trying to take over our civilians, that ain't cool. I mean, when I was in Bastrop with Jakar, there was a lot of people who had no idea what InfoWars was. And that's what the mainstream narrative keeps being pushed is that by Fox, CNN, that InfoWars is the only people that look at this and see this as something wrong.
No, we're concerned. Gohmert's concerned. Paul's concerned. Cruz is concerned. Abbott's concerned. The president dissolved the borders last year.
Yeah.
The president's shutting off the power plant.
And now
the president's threatening to shut down our trade without Congress. I mean, it's out of control.
And DHS was caught in the, what is it, off the California border today, busing Somalians.
Illegally.
Yeah.
And you guys caught them at the border, Jakari and Adan Salazar, shipping the illegals in.
Yeah, that
illegally.
Was Kit and Jakari, yeah.
Yeah, Kit and Jakari. Because they were all down there. I just can't even. It's just getting Twilight Zone, man.
Exactly. I mean, every other day, it's something that's just mind-blowing.
Let me ask you this question. Why do you think, we're going to the new Marine video, why do you think they're freaking out so bad?
Well, I mean, this is what I always say. If someone calls me something, calls me a name, and it's not true, I mean, I'm not going to get mad. But if someone says something that really strikes me, that's when I kind of bite back. And I think we've struck a nerve with these people. I think they know that we're on to something. Like you said, we talk about tons of military exercises every day. But this one is the one that they're hitting us hard on. That means there's something going on. I don't think it's wrong for any American citizen out there to question the government and to find out what's going on. And quite, you know, it adds further speculation. Every time we go and ask them questions, they deny it. Then they say, oh, it's true. Then they deny it.
Then there's Jade Helm-like training in South Carolina and Nevada. Yesterday at South Carolina, with the police doing no-knock raids, drills, and then now we've got this footage. Let's start rolling some of this footage shot with U.S. Marines from the 1st Battalion, 5th Marine Regiment. Took place April 18th in Yuma. This just now got released by them. And revolved around assault support tactics training. The drill was part of standardized tactical training and certification of a unit instructor qualifications to support Marine aviation training and readiness, according to the description accompanying the video. In plain English, the exercise was about subduing, arresting, and incarcerating irate citizens during a martial law scenario. Here it is. These are Americans.
All right.
Again, narrate this for radio listeners. It's got tactical teams tackling folks. It's got people practicing running away from them. It's basically riot control, subduing people, just like the Miami footages of them, no-knock raids, dragging role players out in the middle of the night.
They're being very rough, too. I mean, they're throwing them to the ground and just manhandling them.
And then the response by the Fox News reporter tweeting at us, Eric Bowling, is, this isn't training for civil unrest, it's for fighting terrorists. No, it's not.
He said domestic terrorists.
Yeah.
Homegrown, that's what it is, homegrown.
Which we're told the number one enemy is the veterans. So they're, of course, these guys are military mainly and some role players they've hired. But then we're able to get the video and the audio, which we played earlier, they're saying, I'm sovereign citizens, I'm Tea Party. And when we come back from break, we have a couple-minute clip from Police State 2000 shot in Operation Urban Warrior, where I witnessed troops from five countries training to take on Americans. And we have video where they say, where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where'd you get the gun, the helmet? Screaming, I'm an American, I have rights, you can't put me in a camp. I mean, I have the audio. And when the Marines found out I had this, they flipped out.
Yeah.
And a lot of bad stuff then started happening after that point. And then later I learned that I was under surveillance the entire time by Navy SEALs. And they knew full well all I was doing was out there covering.
But we're wrong for questioning all this stuff. Meanwhile, there's Chicago black sites detaining people.
They just had to settle multi-million-dollar lawsuits.
Yeah. But we're crazy to question all this.
And then at every major event, G20, you name it, they snatch and grab people off the street in front of everyone.
Yeah.
Black bands pull up and they just disappear people. But everything's okay. The president just dissolved the border.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
I say,
Next, and we've got special guests joining us on some big victories on the Monsanto GMO front. We're going to get into previous training that's going on, but I'm going to explain this. Then they spin it and go, this has been going on a long time. Yes, but it's exponentially ramping up. I would cover military police state stuff 18 years ago, real drills that happened. And I'd say, it didn't happen. Jones is insane. There were no Delta Force in Houston or San Antonio. I'd go interview the police chief, saying, I told them not to do it, but they still did it, and they bribed the entire city government. And I told them no, and they brought me $200,000 in cash. I'm an Army combat veteran, Army intelligence. I'm not going to be part of this. I mean, I have the video. So they bought off most of the government. This is the same tactics that are used to take over a third world country like Iraq. I mean, you guys had the pallets of the billions, and that's how you stop the insurgents, right, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, but they're doing it here to preemptively take over, and this is being run by the CIA, basically. Before we get into this clip from 2 years ago, I mean from 18 years ago, excuse me, last chance summer sale. We've launched a new sale, but it's only running into next week. Super Male Vitality, 20% off, and Super Female Vitality, 20% off, a giant savings. It's already discounted. Amazing concentrated herbs and compounds. You've heard the rave reviews, and your purchase supports the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. And Prostagard is so popular because people know how important saw palmetto is for the prostate and other issues that we're going to sell out by Monday probably, which is a bummer because it'll take me months probably to get more. It's $19.95, should be $40 or more. I was getting some from a medical doctor that only had some of these ingredients. So Anthony and I said a year ago, let's just come out with our own. Souped up the very best stuff out there. Prostagard from InfoWarsLife.com, $19.95, 10 ingredients known to turbocharge, not just the prostate, but the whole deal. And it goes with the Super Male Vitality like a horse and carriage, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, or like you know, Sunday night in a football game. I mean, it just works. And InfoWarsLife.com, your purchase funds the whole operation. So I want to salute you and thank you for your help. Now, here's footage from Operation Urban Warrior, just part of the two-hour film, Police 50,000, where the Marines trained to gun confiscate in California in 1999 under Hare Clinton. Here it is.
I need to get to the town mayor. She's in a meeting.
Okay, let's go and bring those two in. You need an escort for
us? Got it.
Yeah, we're going to get paid.
Thank you.
We need to get paid. Where are we going to get paid?
Let us out there, sorry.
Disarmament things?
Oh, yeah.
Because we saw them over there disarming people. Is that what the exercise is?
Yeah, exercise now, yeah.
Fantastic. Where are you from, sir?
Well, all that.
Oh, okay.
I'm the best Marines.
Fantastic.
This is a privacy going door to door. This gun conversation. It's a 2 hour film. And we have them admitting it's for America, and then CNN going for Macedonian training. Of course, it's all dual training, Joe. 20 seconds. What do you think of this?
It's crazy, like you said, this is all incrementally happening over time. It was slower, and now it's starting to ramp up more and more.
I want to get more of your take in 70 seconds. Hour two.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I want
candy. I want more video games. Lie, lie, lie.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.